And one thing I learned a long time ago was never to ignore the red flags in the beginning, or they'll be the same reason they end. Welcome to the Secret Life Podcast. Tell me your secret. I'll tell you mine. Sometimes you have to go through the darkness to reach the light. That's what I did. After 12 years of recovery in sex and love addiction, I finally found my soulmate, myself. Please join me in my novel, Secret Life of a Hollywood Sex and Love Addict, a four-time bestseller on Amazon. It's a brutal, honest, raw, gnarly ride, but hilarious at the same time. Check it out now on Amazon. Welcome to Secret Life Podcast. I'm Breanne Davis-Gant. Today I'm pulling back the curtains of all kinds of human secrets. We'll hear about what people are hiding from themselves or others. You know, those deep secrets you want to take to your grave, or those lighter, funnier secrets that are just plain embarrassing. Join me each week to take a deep dive into one subject, exploring the how, what, when, where, and why of it all. Get ready for a more focused, more revealing journey in the human experience. This is a new chapter of Secret Life, and I'm excited for you to join the ride. Today, we are talking about dun 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 red flags. Yes, I'm telling you, red flags are not telling us to march down and join the parade. Red flag, green flag, red flag, stop, 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 stop. Here are some things I love to hear. These quotes: if you ignore the red flags, embrace the heartache to come. When all you know is fight or flight, red flags feel like butterflies. They're the same thing. Don't let loneliness and desperation make you ignore the red flags. Ignoring them won't make them disappear. It will make them hurt worse, and it will fall and be painful. I wish the pain of betrayal was as easy to ignore as the red flags that forewarned it coming. And one thing I learned a long time ago was never to ignore the red flags in the beginning, or they'll be the same reason they end. And I also love the good one is, red flags doesn't mean to join the carnival ride. Like, here's the thing with red flags. We know all of them, right? I can list a bunch of them for you right now. They red flags for people. They use the past against you. They expect more from you than they give. People don't take responsibility for themselves. They talk about themselves too much. They have unrealistic expectations. They talk about their ex. There's toxic behaviors in the past. They make it selfish. They have an ignorant point of view. They're dishonest. They don't respect boundaries. They make you feel bad about who you are. They don't feel emotionally safe or available. They have different goals in their relationships. I mean, we're talking all relationships. Red flags for family members, friends, loves, dates, anything. So we know those red flag relationships, right? Jealousy, refusal to compromise, lack of communication, controlling behavior, lying, excessive criticism, codependency, lack of support, abuse, unable to be flexible. Substance abuse can be one. Addiction can be one. That is a red flag. I am a recovering addict, so I know that is a red flag. And not respecting boundaries. So all of those things, like I just said, are red flags. All us humans have some kind of red flags, or we're working through them. But I like to talk about the red flags people don't talk about. I like to talk about the red flags that aren't as glaring as the obvious things, right? So when I look at red flags, and when I work with people with red flags, I'll do a client that I'm working with right now. She's dating. She's online dating. And one of my red flags with her is she has this new dialogue, right? The therapeutic dialogue, the self-awareness dialogue. I actually think it's a really big red flag when you start on a first or second date and the person is using that dialogue a lot. That's a red flag for me, because this therapeutic self-awareness, self-love, I've worked on my trauma. I really like to that whole conversation should not be had in the first and second date. So when you meet someone and they bombard you with that scenario, those words, that to me is actually a huge red flag, because with TikTok, with Instagram, with all these reels and viral videos, a lot of this lingo is getting absorbed quickly by people, and they're actually using it as a part of their love bombing, I have noticed. Because when you then break down the words they are using, their actions down the line do not match. So it's a really big red flag for me when people start dating. So I have a lot of 20-year-old girls, 25-year-old girls that are starting to date. Healthy dating is what I call it. I used to call it sober dating, but people thought that was for alcohol. It's healthy dating or intentional dating. So I have them look at, does this person overly use the therapeutic, emotionally aware, healthy self dialogue? Because at first, these 25-year-olds, 30-year-olds were really intrigued, like, oh, he's so aware. Oh, he talks about this. And that it was so invasive for the first date that it was warning signs. So I was like, bah, bah, bah. And it's a form of love bombing now. It's almost like people are adapting that language to use as a form of taking down guard of people that has healed or worked on themselves. So that would be a huge red flag right now that's happening. You need to look out for. Look out for that if you're in the dating world. If someone comes to you with all that lingo, it's usually not a good sign. So that would be the first huge red flag that I would look at right now. And also another red flag is, I just did the episode, but people playing the victim and not being accountable. So if you have friends or family members that always seem to have the victim role, or done to them, or it's not fair, or life is not fair, that's a huge red flag. That's a character defect. That is something it's hard for someone to get through and work through. That takes a lot of years to let go. It's not fair. Life is not fair. That why does this always happen to me? That's a huge character defect to work through. So when anybody comes with that at the beginning, I'm like, run for the hills, because that's a hard one to work through later. So I also want to go through some of the red flags of each type of relationship that I wrote down. So I would say the main five huge red flags that people talk about are the monitoring ones, where people need to know where you are at all times, or wanting to share locations. Even a lot of friendships right now want to share locations and check each other's locations, which I think is a great safety thing, but it also can be a little enmeshing thing. So I'd watch out for if you have a friendship that always wants to know where you are and what you are doing. So that would be a friendship red flag to look for. And yes, is it okay your husband knows where your location is? Yes, that's fine. But when they always want to know, almost to an extent, where you're doing and what you're doing at all times. Obviously, controlling is another huge red flag. When someone's trying to control what you do, how you do it, when you do it, those things. Demeaning comments, we've talked about how people can say those teeny, teeny little things that are just undercutting. I had someone the other day on a date make a little demeaning comment about her blonde hair being fake. Nothing like other than, oh yeah, you go get your blonde hair done at a salon instead of it being her real color. And that just is just the little moment where you catch somebody making a comment that's just little, like under, even though immediately after he said, oh my gosh, I'm so sorry, I didn't mean to hurt your feelings. And he took accountability, which is great. But to make that comment, something is underneath it where he felt the need to demean you or make you just a little bit smaller, to point out that your hair was not the color it was when you were born. And it was not done in a way where it was like, oh, you decided to dye your hair blonde. It was more of like, well, your hair is not real, pretty much. So those little teeny, teeny comments you have to really look for, because those later on come and show you who the person really is. All right. So threatening, being aggressive. I had another young female that's dating. She loves really tall men. A couple of them actually love really tall men, which is crazy because they're both short. Love really tall men. They have to be 6'2", 6'3", taller because they feel protected. We were discussing it and breaking it down, and they were saying because they feel this need to have, feel protected, feel the manliness and them being the smaller and not, and so when they go out into the world, that people would see that they can't be fucked with because they have this big man with and protecting them, and that they're like the gentle giants, but out in the world, they're more aggressive. And I said, that is actually not a great thing, that you want them to look out in the world as aggressive, because that already creates a wall for you to disconnect from other people in the world. So that's you wanting that facade is a red flag in you. What in you needs a tall, big man to feel protected when you obviously need to protect yourself? And then we even broke it down further that it was a red flag for her that she wanted to look almost and be almost childlike to this taller, more bigger individual. So that was a red flag that I had to work through with her, that she held this belief that she couldn't take care of herself. She needed this aggressive male to protect her and keep her disconnected from the world. So that was like a red flag I worked on with her. And then the last one, obviously, is jealous and possessiveness. You cannot be in a relationship where there's jealousy. Yes, you can be like, oh, my boyfriend is talking to him. Oh, that makes me a little, yeah, okay, that's fine. But if it keeps happening over and over again, you have to think, is that person trying to make me jealous? Is there reasons they have a lot of girlfriends? There's that saying that I would rather, you know, deal with major drama than know that she's just a friend. Because just a friend, I believe, with opposite sex or the people you're attracted to, no one's just a friend. Someone usually wants to fuck somebody else. So I don't really believe in just a friend situations. That's just my belief. Listen, I'm a recovered sex and love addict, so that's where I come from. Everybody has their own beliefs. But the just a friend aspect, I don't believe that you should go around and have a bunch of people you're attracted to be your friends. There's something there you're getting from them to make your partner jealous or put that in the air. That's a huge red flag for me. If you are dating someone and they have a lot of friends they're attracted to or could be attracted to or are attracted to them. So those are the gist. But let's go. I love working with married couples because you miss the red flags in married couples. So, you know, one of the married couples I'm working with now is overly, one partner withholds sex and one partner wants sex. And that's a red flag. Why are you withholding sex? What in you is using that as a power? And what are you in wanting so much sex to think you're connected? And that is a red flag. So let's go through some more things that are red flag. You know, the wanting it to be quiet all the time is a huge red flag, like unrealistic expectations on a family, in a marriage, wanting that person to fix you all the time, wanting them to know how you're feeling at all times. If you're sad, you want them to be sad. That's when I have to deal with, like, he doesn't understand my sadness, or I want him to be at the same level as I am. And I always say, if someone has a feeling, doesn't mean you have to have the same feeling they are. And a healthy marriage and relationship, to a good green flag, is you can be sad and I can still be happy. And that is a green flag. But if you're sad and then I'm sad, that is a red flag for this relationship. So that was one in the marriage department that I'm dealing with right now. All right, let's do red flags with a narcissist. Oh my God, there are so many. It's the domineering, it's the controlling, it's the revengefulness, it's the cameras all over the house situation. I'm dealing with another client right now, not wanting to go to the grocery store, isolating from family and friends is a huge red flag. And those little moments of like, no, I don't want to go on vacation with that family. Let's just go. No, I don't want to go to that party. Let's just stay home. Not joining in this social intimacy around you, keeping isolated. That is a very narcissistic red flag in a family situation. Red flag friends. Oh, this is a good one. Let's do this one, because this one took me a long time to learn. Anybody that tries to humiliate you, reject you, flake on you, talk down to you, use the length of your friendship that you've been friends for a long time so they can talk to you any way they want to. They don't like to listen to your problems. They don't like to apologize. You're the only one that makes an effort, especially to hang out. You always feel like they're kind of criticizing you. They compete with you about everything. So if you say, oh, I had a bad day, they're like, oh my God, my day was worse. Oh, this date was great. Oh, my date was better. You know, it's always that one up thing. They compare themselves, or they say they just always have to one up you in one little sense. They have a hard time celebrating your wins. One of my clients, she got a big job. She's been out of the workforce for so long, and her best friend of 20 years could not celebrate with her. All she wanted to do was, oh, my other friend does this. Can you then introduce her to the company? It wasn't like, congrats on your new job. Way to go. That's a huge that you went back into the workforce and making that much money. It was like, oh, great. Now you have an opening for my other friend. It was like, wait, what? I can't get your other friend a job. You didn't even say congrats. Let's say they always want to blame you for things. They will bring up stuff in the past that you didn't show up for them. You feel drained after getting off the phone. I call those energy vampires, energy rapists. You just like, they empty your tank, and they always ask you to do something for them. I have two roommates right now. One always asks to do something. Can you do this? And the next day she's like, oh, can you send me this? Oh, my work, I need you. Can you do this? And it's like, that is a red flag in a relationship if you're always picking up the pieces for your friend. And the last one that drives me crazy in friendships is insulting jokes. Anybody that makes jokes at your expense and gives you a hard time, not a friend, not a friend, because jokes are actually a real form of how they feel. And they do it to just make you feel a little bad about yourself. So watch out if people are like, I'm just joking. God, everybody's so sensitive these days. This cancel culture. It's like, no, it's called being aware and not hurting other people to make yourself feel better, or not hurting other people to get a laugh. So that's a huge one that's still going around that I hear about that I have to pose. Like, yeah, that's not nice. Why would you allow them? Yes, they think they're being funny, but that's not nice. All right, let's do the last one. Online dating. I know we talked a little about the using the words of therapeutic, but another thing that I've seen on the online dating world is also that toxic positivity. It's kind of like the therapeutic, but it's the toxic positivity. Like, just be happy. Just be great. I'm living my best life. You know, then it's all the travel pictures and the shirts off pictures and all that stuff. That to me is a huge red flag, because we have to show the best parts of ourselves on online dating. But I also want to get back to the real parts of the person. So when I'm going through dating profiles with people and trying to have them healthy date or intentionally date, I really have them look at those things. So one of a woman that's dating in New York, she saw a picture of one of the guys, and he was on a boat. I think it was like a yacht or something like that, with his shirt off, and he posted, and he had some toxic positivity quote. And we actually broke down that picture and that quote and went through it. And she was like, oh, I didn't see that. That's what was actually happening. It was an over love bombing. If anybody would read it, go, oh, he's so aware. And look, he has a really great body. And it was like, is that what you need to present when you're first dating someone? Are you actually getting to know them, or is it all the facade? And listen, we're all clickbait. We just want to see a pretty image and hear something great or inspirational, or I get it. All of that I get. But with this specific online dating world, you have to really decipher what is real and what is not. What is a red flag and what is actually genuine and authentic? So when you're online dating, shopping, like you're shopping for a person, that's what it feels like. People are like, I feel like I'm just a product. You actually are a product. And I want you to look at it like that. You are a product. I'm glad it came out like that, because you are. You can't look at it as, oh, I'm getting rejected or I'm getting accepted. You actually have to look, I'm just a product right now and this person doesn't actually know me. So whether I swipe left or right doesn't have any reflection of who I am. So until you're in front of a person, not FaceTiming, big red flag, second red flag, or third or fourth or fifth, whatever, do not FaceTime someone before you go on an online date. That is a false form of intimacy. Everybody that does that gets too sexual, too attached too quickly. So do not do that at all. I say if someone asks you to do that, red flag. If someone asks for a picture sent, red flag. Deny, swipe, whatever, get rid. Those are huge, huge red flags. Every time they happen, the person ghosts, they will love bomb, they will do whatever, and then they fade away. So please stay away from the FaceTime before the actual date. All right. And lastly, the misrepresenting themselves, the boundaries, is too good to be true. Watch if they mirror you. If you sit a certain way when you meet them and they mirror you, you say something, they agree too much. There's those kind of things that are happening a lot right now where people are trying to connect too quickly and figure out what you want to hear too quickly. And it's getting confusing for some people. So just really watch those behaviors, and those can be red flag behaviors. All right. I hope this has helped. And lastly, before we get off, I love these other quotes about red flags, but I want to hit, not everything is a red flag. Sometimes it's just a mismatch of communication style. Sometimes it's a lack of alignment with core values. Sometimes you just handle situations differently. Sometimes you have unrealistic expectations of the other person. Sometimes you don't acknowledge your own role in a toxic cycle where you, like I said, play the victim and don't take accountability for playing the victim. Like I said in the last episode, that's a good person, but it's not good for you. Sometimes people date and it's like, that's just not a person for you. That's still a good person. It's just not a good match for you. Sometimes we just dislike somebody and they don't sit well with us. And that's okay too. Sometimes we're at different stages of life. We want different things. Sometimes people are depressed or have ADHD or they're bipolar or they have BPD. And sometimes our nervous systems don't align. And that's okay. All of that's okay. And it doesn't mean it's a red flag. It just means it's not right for us. All right. And here, when people show you their red flags, show them the white flag and peace out. I love that one. As we gain confidence in ourselves, red flags are no longer red flags. They are deal breakers. So write a list of your red flags that are actually now your deal breakers. And thank you for listening to Secret Life Podcast. I'd love to know your thoughts on today's episode about red flags, something you thought was a red flag that wasn't, or you thought was a green flag that turned into a red flag. Or email me and tell me something you want me to talk about. SecretLifePodcast@iCloud.com. Until next time. Thanks again for listening to the show. Please subscribe, rate, share, or send me a note at secretlifepodcast.com. And if you'd like to check out my book, head over to secretlifenovel.com or Amazon to pick up a copy for yourself or someone you love. Thanks again. See you soon.